Okay.
So this is appropriate that I'm sort of bringing up the rear of the presentation panel because we all know that knowledge is necessary but not sufficient. So my job with the Monday campaigns, which I'll talk a little bit about, is, you know, we've done the education, that's great, but now we have to connect people to resources for their sexual health. So I have nothing to disclose. So a little background on my organization for those of you that are not familiar. We are called the Monday Campaigns, and we are a nonprofit organization that really seeks to reduce preventable disease. We have several ways we approach our mission, which is we do both grassroots bottom-up, viral dissemination of our concepts, top-down recruitment of key influencers. We don't do any paid media, which I will get into a little bit later, but I think that's really interesting considering the popularity of our campaigns. It's all been through earned media. We don't do any licenses or formal partnerships with the organizations we work with, so anything that you see that I'm presenting is all free to you to use. So whether that's using our creative material, using our public health professionals to help with evaluation and implementation of these campaigns, we are here at your service. So just a couple more notes on the organization. So we actually started with a campaign called Meatless Monday back in 2003, for any of you that have heard of that. And it was really through this partnership with the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future. Our CEO, Sid Lerner, was a former Mad Men, for any of you who have seen that show. And he was sitting around with some folks at Johns Hopkins talking about you know, ways to address health issues in the United States, and it was just around the time that the Surgeon General's report had come out asking people to reduce their saturated fat intake. And so he was hanging out with the doctors, and he said, well, what do we have to reduce our intake by in order to make a difference? And the doctor said, well, if we ate, let's say, 15% less meat, that would do it. And Sid's very good with quick math in his head, and he figured out that's one day a week. If we just didn't eat meat one day a week, that would make the difference. So that combined with his experience as a Boy Scout during World War II, when they had a campaign to not eat meat one day a week to conserve resources for the war, he put those things together and came up with Meatless Monday. So since then, it has grown exponentially. It's now in 36 countries around the world. It's a very popular campaign. So in 2006, based on that success, we expanded to other health behaviors, more broadly nutrition, physical activity, tobacco cessation, and of course, as I'm speaking to you here, sexual health. All right, so why Monday? Why are we the Monday Campaigns? You know, there's this very strong notion in pop culture that Monday is the worst day on earth, but that is actually not true at all. Actually, the data shows when you survey people about how they're feeling on a Monday, that they really see it as a fresh start to their week. It's a time to, you know, get their act together and make some plans. Very few people actually dread Mondays. It sounds like you do, but when you survey them at the time, they say no. When you ask people what day of the week are you most likely to engage in health behaviors or start a new health behavior, Monday is by far the most popular day to do that. So again, sort of leveraging this fresh start. We just, in the last couple of years, we published a couple of papers looking at search patterns for people looking for health information online. And again, you're seeing the same phenomenon where Monday is a day that people are seeking that information, they're curious about health, they're trying to find resources. So I think that's, again, a key point in why Monday is good for health communication. And just an example from our tobacco cessation research, the same goes for hotlines. People call into hotlines more on Monday than any other day. Whether it's a tobacco cessation quit line, we have talked to Alzheimer's Association about, you know, looking at calls into their helpline. If you have a helpline, I very much encourage you to go back to your desk after this conference and look into your data day by day to see, you know, if you also find this Monday pattern. I can almost guarantee that you will. It's so consistent, I can't even tell you. All right, so based on this idea of Monday as a day being a day where people are very open to health information, to acting on the health information, that is what we build our campaigns on. So every campaign that we have is a Monday campaign. So Man Up Monday, it's an awareness campaign about STI testing and condom use. We started this in collaboration with Columbia University in New York and and very specifically the Harlem Health Promotion Center in New York City. So again, this is part of the larger Healthy Monday movement, so Healthy Monday, the day all health breaks loose. Initially the campaign targeted sexually active young men, but since then, with the growth of the campaign, we've seen it taken up by, let's say, Planned Parenthood clinics, which are more women-dominated spaces, and it's really appealed to much broader population than just young men. And the goal of the campaign really is to increase STD testing rates by using Monday as that cue to promote testing programs and services. Our initial pilot with the campaign was with Planned Parenthood clinics in southeastern Virginia. So they used our creative materials to really promote their testing services. And again, it included that Monday cue, like, hey, it's Monday. Were you having unprotected sex over the weekend? You might consider getting tested. So we launched that in 2012, and what we do as an organization, which again is free for you all to take advantage of, is we tailored some creative materials for Planned Parenthood, allowed them to co-brand it. We actually had a booth, if any of you came by this year, where we were showing off our creative materials. And we put their contact info and all the info about their clinics on it, but again, it really focused on that message of Monday is a great day to think about getting tested, to call in and make an appointment. So they distributed posters, they had handouts, they did like 100 different events where they passed out this information. And the results were pretty amazing. They saw a 200% increase in their testing at their local clinics in the first half of 2012 alone. In April, which is Get Yourself Tested Month, they actually saw double the number of men getting tested over 2011. And this was significant for them because traditionally they'd had, again, I mentioned earlier that Planned Parenthood is a women-dominated space, but they still wanted to reach out to the men in the community. So this was great for them. They were able to get these men in that hadn't come in before to get tested. And I think, not a point on here, but something I think is worth mentioning, is a lot of the men that came in with their female partners, which is just an ideal situation, I think. So another group that engaged in the Man Up Monday campaign was the University of Missouri. They had their local take on it was called Man Up Mizzou. So they had a campus-wide campaign, and they came up with their own slogan, It's Easy as 1-2-P. So they're using this Monday concept to not only promote their testing services, but to raise awareness about the fact that STI testing is not about, you know, getting jabbed with needles or anything, but you can just pee in a cup. So the Student Health Center offered this free urine STI testing to male and female students for 5 Mondays in 2013 spring semester. And they also saw some great results. So they had over 330 students tested. Over a similar period in the previous year, they'd only tested 40 students total. So that was great. They also found almost 10% of the tests that were done resulted in positives for gonorrhea and or chlamydia. So they were able to identify a significant STI issue on campus. So, I mean, you know, that's a little sad, like they have this high rate of STIs, but it's good that they were aware that they had that problem so that they could address it on campus. And the way they did that, of course, was getting people into timely treatment for these STIs. Another group that engaged in Man Up Monday was Murray State University. That's still ongoing. They started in 2013, and they keep running it because it's been very successful. One of the things that I think was unique about how we engaged with Murray State, and actually we're finding this is the case at a lot of the college campuses, but they actually have very limited capacity to do STI testing. So again, going back to this idea of, education is, important, but it's not sufficient. If they don't have the capacity to do the testing, then, you know, where are we? So what we helped Murray State do is really to engage with the local health department, with OraSure Technologies that does the rapid HIV testing, and we were able to not only raise awareness on campus about testing services, but to build the actual capacity within the university to do the testing for HIV. And again, they, even though it was called Man Up Monday, they offered it to men and women. This is the actual, the LGBT Alliance in this picture. So again, talking about this is not just a campaign that appeals to men, but also to women, to LGBT populations. So we were pleased to be able to demonstrate that diversity. Results at Murray State, so they took a very process-oriented approach to their evaluation. They found that 94% of the students had heard about the campaign and were aware of STI testing on campus. 53% of the people that came in were prompted to do so because specifically because of the campaign. And my favorite statistic was that 57%, so over half of the people that came in, had never been tested for HIV before. So that was tremendous that this awareness campaign was able to do that. One note on program sustainability. Again, I think it was important for us as an organization not just to, you know, give them this free concept, but also to help build their capacity. So they were able to get a grant to continue with the OraSure Rapid Quick Test for the 2013-2014 year. It's, again, still ongoing. They have staff members now that can do the testing. And now their health services is a certified testing site. So it used to be that students have to go off campus to the health department, which was like 4 miles away, and get their testing done there, but now they can actually do it on campus. So next steps in the campaign, we are now creating a Woman Up campaign. Even though the Man Up campaign has been appealing to women, we have been getting a lot of feedback that people would like to see a more woman-focused campaign, so we're working on that. We are expanding to more sites. We've been talking to more Planned Parenthood clinics, college campuses. We're going to do some focus group research on the program messaging. I don't know if any of you saw these articles in AJPH this year, but there's sort of a critique of our messaging and its relation to hegemonic gender norms, so we had a nice little call and response with the authors on that. But, you know, that's something that's important to us to keep up on our focus group researching to make sure our messaging is appropriate. And, again, all of this is free, free to use, so if you're interested in being a Man Up site or just, you know, engaging with us about the creative materials, anything like that, please feel free to get in touch. And we invite you to make Monday the day all health.